Hello, Daniel Barnett here, and welcome to this bonus episode of Employment Law Matters. I'm recording this on the 6th of March 2024, and a really interesting case has just been handed down, which I wanted to talk about. Now, season 8 of Employment Law Matters starts next month on the 9th of April. We've got some great episodes lined up for you. I'll tell you about them a little bit later on.
Welcome to Employment Law Matters with Barrister Daniel Barnett.
Today we've had this really interesting judgment by the Employment Appeal Tribunal in the case of Omuba against Michael Garrett Associates. Now, the name doesn't give anything away, but the case involved a Christian actress who was dismissed from a role playing a lesbian in The Color Purple after a historic Facebook post that she'd written in which she described homosexuality as sinful. And she said that Christians should stand up for their beliefs that homosexuality is sinful, went viral. Now, to give you a brief background, Ms. Omuba had been offered the lead role in The Color Purple, a play based on the book by Alice Walker. Now, I've not read it, but I know it depicts a romantic relationship between two women. The claimant had seen the film adaptation of the book, which played down the lesbian element. The play was going to include the lesbian relationship. And when the claimant took the role, she hadn't read the script and she didn't know about the lesbian aspects of the novel, of the play. Now, before rehearsals began, somebody retweeted a Facebook post that the claimant, Miss Omuba, had posted some years earlier. And in that Facebook post, she described homosexuality as sinful, and she said that Christians should stand up for their beliefs on this. The retweeter accompanied the screenshot with a demand that Ms. Omuba readdress this post in light of the fact that she was about to take on an LGBTQ role. What happened next was what the tribunal described as a social media storm. There's details in the judgment. And both the respondent theatre and the claimant received strong criticism. The theatre, which was running the production, invited her to reframe or retract her previous views, but she refused to do so. So not only did the theatre terminate its employment contract with her, although it offered to pay her all her money, her agents, who were the other organisation she sued, also terminated their relationship with her. Now, she claimed, both against the agents and the theatre, religion or belief discrimination, harassment, and breach of contract. Now, interestingly, she said that after reading the script, following her dismissal, she wouldn't have played the role of a lesbian in any event, so she would have dropped out at some stage anyway. Now, for her discrimination claim to succeed, she had to show that her beliefs, as set out in her Facebook post, were protected beliefs, meaning they were beliefs which should be protected from discrimination. The tribunal analysed what she'd written and asked her a lot of questions. They concluded that her belief was in the truth of the Bible and that homosexual acts are sinful and morally wrong. And the two sides agreed that these beliefs were protected. The tribunal also decided that her belief extended to a belief, something else that she said, that people are not born gay. They considered this controversial aspect of her belief in some detail, and they applied a five-stage test known as the Granger test to decide if that belief should be protected. The criteria which caused them to wobble was whether the belief was, and I quote, worthy of respect in a democratic society, not incompatible with human dignity, and not in conflict with the fundamental rights of others. But ultimately, the tribunal found that her beliefs scraped, that was the word used, scraped over the threshold for being protected. And the tribunal dismissed all of her claims. Essentially, the theatre was saying they couldn't have her in the role because they didn't know, first of all, whether she could act the part convincingly, given her beliefs. And second of all, there was a real possibility, if not probability, of protests from the public, from the audience and even disruption of actual shows during the show. Anyway, the tribunal dismissed all her claims and she appealed. The Employment Appeal Tribunal, which is the decision handed down today, rejected her appeal and agreed with the tribunal's conclusions. They said that for direct belief discrimination, she had to show she'd been treated unfavourably because of her expression of her belief. And the unfavourable treatment she relied on was her dismissal. The tribunal found that the claimant was not dismissed because of her expression of her belief, but because of the effect of the adverse publicity from her Facebook post being retweeted on the cast, on the audience, on the reputation of the producers, and on the commercial success of the production. The Employment Appeal Tribunal said the Employment Tribunal had been entitled to reach this conclusion. For harassment, she had to show that the act of dismissing her had the effect of creating a hostile environment for her. Now, the legal test requires the tribunal to look not just at the effect the conduct had on her, but also whether it was reasonable for the conduct to have had that effect. The tribunal found, and the Employment Appeal Tribunal agreed, that although the claimant experienced the act of terminating her employment by the theatre as hostile, it wasn't reasonable for that conduct to have the effect. The seriousness of the situation was explained to her. She was given the opportunity to discuss it. She was given the opportunity to retract or reframe her comments, and she refused. Objectively, it wasn't hostile. And the Employment Appeal Tribunal also agreed that her breach of contract claim should fail. She'd been paid her full performance fee. But even if she hadn't, the fact she'd stated she wouldn't have performed the role once she'd read the script meant she suffered no loss in any event. She'd never actually have done the work and would have left employment anyway. So that was an interesting case that was decided today. And I just want to take a moment to tell you about a few episodes of Employment Law Matters coming up. If you don't subscribe, do. If you do subscribe, tell a friend to subscribe or a work colleague. Employment Law Matters, launching April, Season 8. There are hundreds of back episodes to listen to. Season 8, Episode 1, I'm going to be going over about 30, 40 minutes through all the changes in employment law and HR law that are coming in April 2024. I've got an interview in another episode with Andrew Allen KC on unfair dismissal pitfalls. I'll be talking about age discrimination. Another episode, I talk about the right to disconnect. In another episode, I'm giving my top tips on managing employee expenses. I interview Nathaniel Caden of Cloisters on amending tribunal claims. I interview Gus Baker of Outer Temple Chambers on how to protect your business from departing employees. I interview Naomi Ling on agency workers and more, even more than that. There are 10 episodes starting every Tuesday from Tuesday, the 9th of April, 2024. Do subscribe. Employment Law Matters. And do listen in. I'm Daniel Barnett. Enjoy the next season. I'll speak to you soon. Stay safe.
Any information on this podcast is for general guidance only. Always seek legal advice. Please see full terms at www.danielbarnett.co.uk/podcast-terms.